In a news update for August 16, 2022, on this Tuesday early morning edition, part four, continuing on with the Alex Jones Show, hour two to hour three. So let's get to it. We're on XM Radio, Sirius XM Radio Satellite Network. We're on Terrestrial Satellite Network, and we're all across podcasting platforms and FM stations. You can find our podcast, just in case you missed the show. It's entitled Top Headlines, National International News Stories. That's how you find us. Just plug it into your search engine or plug it into your Discovery tab. And make sure you hit the follow or favorite star at tab, depending on what your browser uses. And that way you'll see the latest episode come up as it becomes available in the queue, so you can listen there for us. Please pray for our protection. Please pray for Alex Jones' protection. Most important, pray for everyone else. It's independent media. It's protection at this time. Let's get right to it. Continue on.
Oh, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I can't believe what's going on right now. I just can't even believe that people don't believe it. That's what blows me away the most is the damn Stockholm Syndrome we got going on.
Well, I think you've got that, but the one caller said earlier, I mean, liberals, like wild, far-left, radical liberals that are just fully in on this abortion death cult, vaccine death cult, like all of it, just the world's going to end in 5-year death cult, they like it. I mean, they like seeing their opposition being tortured.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's massive brainwashing on a scale you've never even seen. And, I mean, Alex has been talking about it forever. That I can't wait to get the Great Reset, the book. But I'm telling you, man, it's just incredible the way people can look right at the increases in death, the poison in the vaccine, the censorship.
Well, they write FBI, mainstream news articles, because they got it's all about the victim economy, and they say trans kids and LGBTQ youth have the highest suicide rates, and it's like you did that to them.
Right.
Like right. You're victimizing them because they're committing suicide. You're the one that did that to them.
I mean, you have to admit it's a mental condition, you know? I mean, you're talking transsexual, gay. I mean, it's a mental condition, and they've been put in that condition on purpose.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, you know, because you got to be honest with doctors and stuff, or, you know, so if they ask you, you know, do you have a history of mental illness in your family? You say, well, I mean, yeah, I have an aunt that's a liberal. But, you know, that's right. maybe another aunt that's a liberal, too. But other than that, not really.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
We're back here live on the app.
Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues. Then 173
bookkeeping and paying your earn more.
800.
We teach people how the best process. The
on the Alex Jones Show. Don't forget to get your signed copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your signed copy today. We will continue to take phone calls here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex today. Stephanie is on the line in Houston. Stephanie, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I know, isn't that annoying when people say that? Okay, I made notes so that I won't take up your time. I wanted to say that for years now I've listened to y'all, and when I try to listen to other podcasts or friends share other podcasts, they're rehashing information and research that y'all put out probably weeks or months earlier. So that's the source of, it really bothers me. I know y'all are probably aware of that. I just wish people would understand that a lot of people are just strictly sharing your research. So that's one thing. Deborah Tavares is the only other person, researcher, who has shared anywhere close to the same degree of information that y'all share and does the same amount of research. And I've always wondered why she has never been on your show. She's with Stop the Crime.
What was the name again? Something Tavares?
Yeah, Deborah Tavares is amazing. And between her and your information, you've changed my life because she, what she, she, I mean, she's amazing, like Alex, as far as reading and researching and, you know, parceling out the information so that people can understand about, let's just say, water wars, food, you know, all the things that are going on now. Her and Alex were talking about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. So for me, I want to say that InfoWars has influenced my life tremendously. To look at me, nobody would be able to tell that I bought a farm. I'm having my well is being finished this week. I learned more than I ever cared to about abortion. You know, I think abortion education is very, very important. And Alex, you know, he gets graphic with it and he forces you to have to go look like, what is this man talking about?
So well, we have the technology to see the life inside of the womb now. And so there's no denying that that's a life, that's a human in there.
You know, and I can't believe when I have conversations with people about it, I wrote a song about right to life. And when people try to ask why I care so much, well, my God, have you done any research at all? And when I tell them about partial birth abortions and beg them to look at videos like Justice for the Five or whatnot, They think that's just a rarity. They don't understand we're murdering human beings. And the other thing I wanted to ask you is, you mentioned earlier the World Economic Forum, and Governor Abbott is one of their students, as is obviously Dan Crenshaw. What say you?
Well, Abbott is essentially the lesser of the evils that can run the state of Texas right now, and he's certainly better than Robert Francis O'Rourke, who wants to take our firearms and God knows what else that whack job would do.
True.
You know, Tulsi Gabbard is also in the World Economic Forum class too. So, you know, I think that just because they brought you in and tried to train you and indoctrinate you into all these things as young leaders, maybe they don't all totally sell out, and that's why you don't really see the Greg Abbotts and the Tulsi Gabbards really showing up or showing out any World Economic Forum policies or at any of their events and not really getting lifted up by the establishment. Whereas someone like Dan Crenshaw, I think, wants to cater to those people a little bit more. And then you just have the total sellout operatives like Trudeau and Arden in New Zealand and so many others. So, but yes, I'm not the biggest advocate of Greg Abbott, but compared to O'Rourke, I mean, it's kind of just light and day,
right?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, Abbott at least screws us with a smile on his face. I mean, he looks like a genuinely decent human being, and that's what throws me off.
And I mean, all things considered, I mean, again, it's like I shouldn't have to beg a governor to keep our state open because some people get sick, but I mean, he did for the most part keep Texas more open than most places. And I mean, he at least talks about the border security. He doesn't do enough, but no, I mean, Abbott is, Abbott's a squish Republican, needs to do more for Texas. Stephanie, thanks for the call. Let's go to Roy in Florida, where the best governor is in charge, DeSantis. Roy, you're on the air, go ahead.
Hey, I was thinking that, Florida seems kind of like a last stand kind of state, you know, in my opinion. And, you know, I thought it would be cool if, like, InfoWars was, like, able to expand, you know, into Florida. Not that I know whether or not that's possible, but, you know, it would be kind of cool if if we did have, like, an InfoWars satellite in Florida.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, we you know, we've kind of had operations in Europe before, but if you've noticed, we've kind of had to scale some things back just to keep our transmissions going on air here. And that was kind of the agenda, is to let's just keep the live transmissions going. We've got more people tuning in than ever before, and we don't really get on the road as much or expand as much. So it's hard to expand right now when they're trying to shut us down.
Yeah, I realize that that's an ongoing process. I'd like to plug for InfoWars real quick, though, because I've had a lot of stuff that I've got from InfoWars. I've got the Alexa Pure Water Filter. I've had Vasobeat, Survival Shield X2, Super Silver Immune Support, Fish Oil, Krill Oil, Knockout, Bone Broth, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And we're now, me and my wife are currently trying the new Diet Force, and we like that. Seems to be helping us out, too.
Well, you tried just about it all.
Yeah, we've... there's probably more things I've tried. That's all I can think of off the top of my head.
Well, we appreciate your support.
It's just the products that I've tried so far have been way better, and I have tried in comparison to store-bought products, and there's just no comparison. They're just from what I've tried, and I feel like I'm definitely getting my money's worth when I buy InfoWars store products.
Well, that's what Alex did. I mean, some of the stuff we have is the top-selling products at, let's say, a Whole Foods that we just private label. Other stuff is totally proprietary. But that's what Alex does, is he goes out, he gets the best ingredients, makes the best supplement, and tries to sell it at the lowest price. I mean, that's just... And because of that, we have small margins. And so, yeah, we don't have $1 billion like these lawyers claim in the case, like we're worth billions of dollars. The margins on the supplements, most supplement companies have huge margins because they put a little amount of product in there and sell it for high. We do the opposite. We have the most product in there and sell it as low as we possibly can, and usually offer it on sale too. So our margins are thin, but they say, oh, you got a billion, they're worth $1 billion. They have a supplement company. Well, okay, if a supplement company works to make a profit and they have big margins, then yes, a supplement company does well. We have a supplement company to fund a news operation. So it's like the supplement company isn't just making money. The supplement company makes money to fund the news operation, and the margins are obviously small. But you know what? With the audience's support, like Roy in Florida, and the audience's prayers and spreading of the links, I believe we're going to get through this next trial, this next challenge, this next tribulation, and continue to be on air into the future, and hopefully continuing to bring you great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
So many people over the years... To the Alex Jones Show.
We're continuing to take your calls ahead of Bob Barnes joining me in the third hour. And I am going to be doing news coverage today on the War Room. That's when I'm going to do all the news coverage. But we continue to take your calls and promote the new book, The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Get your signed copy. Get your signed copy exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We go back to the phone lines now. Matt in Colorado is up next. Matt, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Owen, the Cuck Destroyer. How are you?
Pretty good, Matt.
Oh, I, in talking about the Global Homo, Monty Python, walking Monty Python. Get Sam Britton. Boy, that guy's a walking clown too, man. I mainly called. I wanted to plug you guys. I've had your Survival Shield X2. Love your Vitamin Mineral Fusion. The BioPro RV. I just got that for my brand new RV.
Nice.
That works really well. Lung Cleanse helped save my life. I'm a smoker. It really helped clear up my lungs.
Did you quit smoking, or you're saying it helps you while you're still smoking?
Oh, it helps me while I still smoke, unfortunately.
I gotta say, lung cleanse. I don't know if we have it. I hope we have it in stock right now. If ever I have like a scratchy throat or something, and I need to go host a show, I just hit the lung cleanse on the back of my throat. Man, it soothes it. It's awesome.
Oh, it's great. It's absolutely great. And I also use the American Tax Solutions help me with my taxes, and they got me all set up with an LLC account.
Well, brother, it's supporters like you that keep us on the air.
Also, Volta. I just got my Volta wireless phone. I hope they can work out some of the bugs, but it's a great device. It works real well.
Interesting.
I've been trying to reach you guys for a long time. I got in touch with these folks called EMP Shield. With all the situation going on with concern about nuclear war, whatever, EMP attacks, whatever. I really think you guys ought to check those guys out, because they really want to be a sponsor to you guys.
I think I've heard them sponsor other talk radio shows before, too. Is that the same company that's done talk radio marketing before? Why don't we guys take down a note? What was the name of the company?
EMP Shield.
EMP Shield. Guys, why don't we take down a note EMP shield back there, and maybe we'll see if we can get him on.
I got two devices for my RV, one for the engine, one for the vital system. It's really easy to install. It's really good. They're out of Burlington, Kansas. So,
yeah, and that's, man, I mean, you hate to think about the worst happening, but man, I mean, that's, you're going to be set on that deal.
Prepare for the best, prepare for the worst, right?
Yep. So, that's it.
My father passed away a couple months back, and I was playing caregiver, trying to take care of my father, keep him out of the nursing home. And when he passed away, I got talking to the funeral director, and he said he agreed with you what you guys are saying. The deaths are.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, insurance companies are reporting a mass spike in deaths, and it's odd because. I mean, what you're going to see is you can take a five-year sample, let's say, and maybe the best would be 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, and you're going to see that 18, 19, 20 pretty much had the exact same death rate, and you're going to see that 2021 and 2022 had an increase of a death rate of at least probably 1%. 1% is a mass, a huge increase. Usually the difference is like 0.2% in any given year. 1% would be a huge increase, and I think that's what the numbers are going to bear out when you take a five-year sample when it's all said and done. But yeah, funeral directors are calling it out, insurance agencies are calling it out, morticians are calling it out. It's so obvious at this point. And most people, sadly, even the ones that got the vaccine, now know that they were sold a bill of goods, and it's not only not safe or effective, but the likelihood of you having a side effect are pretty high. Matt, thanks for the call. We go to Canada now. First time in Canada today to Jerry. Jerry, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. I watch your show. I used to watch on Rumble. And I was watching it yesterday, and I had the live chat going. And there's a couple of jokers there cutting you up, high-fiving each other. They must know each other. So anyway, I made a comment. I didn't talk to them. I didn't get provoked by their... obviously trying to provoke. I just typed something was against pedophiles. It was like, all pedophiles should be hung. That's it. And, oh, actually, I said maybe all pedophiles should be skinned alive. And not 10 minutes later, I got deactivated. Not even reprimanded. I can't even go back. My account is gone.
Was this on Rumble?
Maybe because I called myself Trump and a number one. But I think it's because you were actually talking about how something is happening. When this happens, something's going on right now behind the scenes. And I believe that people on your live chat are...
Wait. Are you talking about on Rumble?
Yes, on Rumble. I used to be on Rumble as of yesterday. As of yesterday, after I made that comment.
I don't believe we have any moderators there. I think that those are Rumble moderators. I could be wrong.
Oh, yes. Like it's so true that on Rumble, they're watching you so closely there. I made a comment and I got deactivated from Rumble.
Well, like, I'm not surprised they'd be watching us closely. My guess is, though, and I don't know how the process works, so I'm having to take a guess, but my guess is, because this is how it usually works, is whoever those individuals were that didn't like your comment, they probably reported you for abuse, and there's probably no real back check of that. Just if they see multiple reports, they probably just file it instead of actually looking into it, and that's probably why your account got silenced or whatever.
But anyway, I'd like to also, now that I got a second, that in 2015, I was a blind person. I listened to the news, and up here in Canada, the news saying, oh, Hillary's the best, Trump's not going to win. I sort of believed it. And my whole life, I didn't even know about InfoWars. But then when Trump got in and he started doing good things and everybody turned against him, that's when my eyes opened up. That's when something happened to me. And that's when I found InfoWars.
Well, it was so obvious. I mean, it's like when all the corrupt people, the career politicians, the lying media, all of them, when they all team up against one man, I mean, it couldn't be more obvious.
That's what actually opened my eyes. I mean, if you had to say moment, I mean, that was the moment.
And now it's just been amplified with the raid on Mar-a-Lago.
And also I noticed a little bit, like I'm watching TV now, they got this Relaxium coming out, and they got all of these things that you guys actually sell why don't you, like, why aren't you advertising on TV?
Well, they wouldn't let us advertise on the TV. Yeah.
Is ripping off your knockout. You know what I'm
saying? That's so funny you say that, Jerry. I noticed that, and it's not just whatever. I guess it's a sleep aid you're talking about. They have tried. They have tried to, and hey, it's fine. We make great products. I don't blame them. I don't blame them for stealing our ingredients. But yes, it's specifically at conservative cable news networks, and they will basically rip off a product of ours that either is proprietary or just something we private label. And I remember specifically the one that we have that is proprietary or that we kind of really popularized is DNA Force and DNA Force Plus. And I forget all the ingredients off the top of my head, but it's known to help the telomeres on your DNA. And that's good for the aging process. And it has so many great ingredients. And it's a very elite supplement. It's probably the flagship, most expensive supplement we have here. And I remember a couple years ago, someone tried to recreate DNA Force, and they were selling it, kind of the same concept, same idea, same ingredients, with the CoQ10 and everything, and they were selling it for $500 a bottle. $500! And they were marketing on conservative cable news networks. Well, it didn't last. I don't know if people didn't buy it or if it was too expensive or they didn't like it, but DNA Force Plus always sells out. So it's sold out right now, but yeah, they try to steal.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy?
We're back here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex today. Remember to get your signed copy of Alex's new book exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get your signed copy today. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Autograph copies are available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We continue to take your phone calls. We go to that other mystical John in Wisconsin now. Finally, the board has come back around to John in Wisconsin. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm just curious about Trump. He said that the vaccine was one of the greatest achievements of mankind, and the people in the hospital are those that don't take it. So, is he a con man or an idiot?
You know, I think you might even be fair to say both in that regard. Because I think he's obviously conning people when he says that the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine was good. But here's what I think his logic is, which is a flawed logic, but this is what I believe his logic is. The whole reason we were able to get the economy back open and everything was because of the vaccines. And the pandemic was stopped because of the vaccines. Now, obviously, both of those conclusions are wrong. So he is just straight up wrong. But if he's consciously lying about that, then yeah, he's a con man. Or if he just doesn't know any better, then you could say he's wrong on that or your word's an idiot. No, on the vaccine subject, on that issue, Trump completely blew it. And it was such a letdown. Because we know he'd been skeptical of vaccines in the past and maybe thought family members of his were injured by vaccines. So for him to just completely screw us on that vaccine deal was really a big letdown.
Yeah, it is kind of interesting because he can't be real enough about it, which makes me curious about him. Why can't he just be straight up open about the vaccine?
Well, you got to understand, nobody's going to be perfect. Nobody's going to be perfect. Trump can mismeasure things and make mistakes. And keep in mind that there's probably people in his ear telling him things about these vaccines and telling him about the results that he doesn't even know what's actually going on. But it was odd. The last time he had a rally and mentioned the vaccines, he got booed. And I don't think he said anything about them since. So I think he got the message to at least pipe down on the vaccines after getting booed at a rally months ago.
This wasn't long ago. It was on an interview with Candace Owens. I'm just curious and skeptical about the guy.
Absolutely. Be skeptical.
That's all I got. I just wanted to hear your opinion and your thoughts.
I just chalk it up to there's never going to be a politician that agrees with everything. I think he's getting bad information on the subject, and part of him might kind of even be a little ashamed, a little embarrassed, and he doesn't want to admit he was wrong about the vaccines, and he promoted something that ended up being a bad product. But to me, I think the good outweighs the bad with Trump in that regard. And that's why I'm not willing to throw the baby out with the bathwater at this point. And I think after the raid at Mar-a-Lago, certainly that put a lot of wind into his sails to run again. And I think a lot of people will get behind him after the raid as well. All right, let's go to Chris in Michigan. Chris, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead. Chris going once, twice, and missing like Joe Biden. Let's go to Jacob in Texas. Jacob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, and first thing I'd like to say, I apologize for everything just before God. Now, on to the next thing, though. I would like to say, and this is, I apologize first and foremost because I was once in the group that controlled the CIA and under what was Operation CJAW, Spiritual and International Justice and Warfare. And so with that being said, I really have a lot to expound in this moment, but that is illuminating and eye-opening to the public. But essentially what's happening in the grand scheme of things is that Lucifer and Satan come to appear before these politicians, and they offer them a choice of wealth and power. And this is literally hallucinations. I've hallucinated Lucifer and Satan before, and I called upon the name of God, and he saved me, and I said, I leave my decision to God. And so God chose for me instead that I would be fallen victim to Satan and Lucifer instead of one of their accomplices. But so I just want to know, have you heard anything regarding that fact that these politicians literally hallucinate Lucifer and Satan, and they they're given this wealth and power? Because spiritual warfare is such a, and this is the subject I worked under in the CIA, is just spiritual warfare in general. Because you know how science is intertwined with the spiritual realm. There's no denial with this fact that every single action we take is a test for order or disorder. So with that being said, no matter what you do in this realm, Satan and Lucifer are charged by God to deceive humanity. I just wanted to know how far you've known about this fact.
Well, that's kind of a complex and heavy question. As far as, you know, what politicians engage in what rituals, I obviously don't know all the details there. It's no secret that the CIA and the government has been working with mind control programs and using hallucinogenic drugs, like LSD and other things in that process. I think in the modern day, the drug of choice, at least for kind of the cultural ritualistic ceremonies, is DMT. They don't really like the ayahuasca. That's more of a spiritual thing and kind of farther out there. But the DMT is kind of a quick hit. You can get in and out and you can kind of control the experience a little bit more. So I know that type of stuff goes down. We have declassified documents about what they were doing with LSD and others to people and brain controlling them. But as far as what politicians or people are doing with the hallucinogenic, you know, satanic rituals, I mean, I don't know the facts, as you say, behind all of that. I wouldn't be surprised if that's going down behind the scenes. In fact, it would probably make more sense than assuming that these people are just that stupid or that big of liars, is that they're all in some sort of weird satanic cult where they do these rituals. But there's no doubt, there is no doubt that there's a group of elite that engage in rituals, and they don't believe what they're seeing is a hallucination. They believe it's actually there, and through the shared experience, they've landed on the conclusion that it's real. So they're actually communicating with Satan or these other little demons. Let's jump to another phone call here, though, before we get too off the rails. Let's go to Keith in Virginia. Keith, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, I got a good omen maybe from a local election here in Chesterfield County. We had a Republican primary over the weekend on Saturday with a very limited voting time from 10 to 2. And the only person you really hear about running is the establishment Republican candidate that's endorsed by all the sort of rhinos that we don't like. So I go up there and vote, and I find out, oh, this is a primary.
I'm like, well, who's running? And then I find out, oh, there's this other lady named Jen McNinch who's running against the Tara Carroll establishment person. And I go talk to her, and I'm finding out, oh, my gosh, I'm voting for the lady I'd never heard of before I got here. And I talked to her a little bit outside the polling place, and I said, boy, I didn't even know you were on the ballot. It's probably a long shot, but, you know, if you don't win this time, hang in there. And lo and behold, she overwhelmingly won with a 12% margin. So I'm kind of thinking, hey, if this is a microcosm omen for the rest of the country, maybe we'll have some victories.
Well, it's a lot easier to have those victories in smaller counties. I mean, I'm guessing Chesterfield County is not too big.
No, it's big. It's one of the largest in the state.
And she was still able to pull it off.
Fairfax is larger. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's huge.
Well, there's no doubt there is, I don't know what you want to call it. There's a challenge inside of the Republican Party from outsiders, non-establishment Republicans. And you can see the Republican establishment pushing its choice for candidates in the primaries. And then you can see the more Trump-supporting America First type candidates kind of going head-to-head with the Republican establishment, some of them having victories, some of them getting railroaded. But yeah, that's definitely a phenomenon happening in the Republican Party right now. Not happening in Democrat Party elections. Those are mostly going uncontested, actually.
It's funny, too, you should say that, because everybody was so happy there and all. You come to find out, you know, they're all Republicans. Hey, man. Mega dittos to Turbo Force, Alexa Pure Filters. That's the only water I drink for, like, I don't know how many years.
You gotta filter your water, folks. If you're not filtering your water at this point, you're just crazy. Get a water filter at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
.5% of the citizens of this country own more assets than the bottom 90%. That's all happened over the last 10 years since 2008. The Federal Reserve, by the way, that's owned not by the American people, a central bank that's owned by 24 prime brokers, being J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. How does that work? We don't need to audit the Fed. We need to end the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve has usurped its power and the power of the American people and our elective representatives. And no, they do not have the consent of the governed. We will not comply. We will not submit. And it must be ended.
The Federal Reserve banking system introduced the most destructive form of usury the modern world has ever known. A debt-based currency designed to rob and enslave entire nations. The Federal Reserve prints money out of thin air, and this has given the crooks who wield it the power and influence to create their own corporate government within the United States. And the IRS has made every hard-working American into a criminal, guilty until proven innocent. The IRS was always seen as unconstitutional, but in 1913, the powers of the IRS were weaponized and made de facto law by the 16th Amendment, never properly ratified, which states that the government can collect a percentage of everyone's income. Over 50% of Americans refuse this unconstitutional amendment. But the IRS will come after you. They have a long reputation for targeting religious groups and political opponents, and it's only looking to get much worse. The Inflation Reduction Act guarantees more inflation with the billions of dollars required to be printed out of thin air. And while local police are defunded so that violent criminals are set free, the IRS is being funded to hire over 80,000 new agents to make sure everyone is paying their taxes. And they have recently bought 5 million rounds of ammunition. They are building their own police force to execute search warrants, make arrests, and exert the use of deadly force. While many liberal progressives may argue that the crimes of the Federal Reserve are necessary, they are hurting people worldwide. Because it's the world's reserve currency, 40% of international transactions are in USD. And as the Fed continues pushing the illusion of a strong dollar, the rest of the world is made poor. If the Americans don't remedy the situation soon, then the international community has a reasonable excuse to get involved. The entire international fiat system is collapsing, and the crooks responsible will be selling us a new centralized digital currency, which is obviously another trap. But the alternative is simple. Restore the constitutional republic to promote the general welfare and secure the blessings of liberty with sound money backed by gold and silver. End the Fed, the IRS, the CIA, the FBI. It's written right there on your $100 reserve note. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government that will most benefit their safety and happiness.
What is the highest federal income tax any American should have to pay?
Well, we should have the lowest tax that we've ever had, and up until 1913, it was 0%. What's so bad about that? On taxes is generally misleading, because anytime you spend money, it's a tax. You might tax, you might borrow, you might inflate. The vicious tax that's attacking the American people, the retired people today, is the inflation tax. The devaluation of the currency, the standard of living is going down, and you need to address that. And that's why I want to make the inflation tax zero as well.
So your answer is zero.
Zero.
So many people over the years
right back,
have walked up to me randomly on the street and said,
all right, we're back now. We're live at the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex today, and I'm about to be joined by Bob Barnes, who is going to be giving us his latest analysis of the Trump raid. Now that we have the dust kind of settling on this a week later, what do we know? What don't we know? We'll get Bob Barnes' legal take coming up very shortly. In the meantime, I want to give a big thanks to the great callers we had today. Calling in and talking about the products and plugging the products and supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. It is truly your support that keeps us on the air. Cannot emphasize that enough. And remember, the signed edition of The Great Reset, The War for the World by Alex Jones. I don't know if this is going to last much longer, folks. I have a feeling when Alex gets back and he sees how many orders and he knows he's going to have to sign thousands of these books, he may just call it off when he gets back in studio tomorrow. That's the plan. So get your signed copy today at InfoWarsStore.com, The Great Reset and The War for the World by Alex Jones, his latest book, already getting rave reviews, and people like Steve Bannon and Tucker Carlson and others talking about how great it is. So get your signed copy now at InfoWarsStore.com. I think we're still getting Bob connected, guys, so should I go to a call?
All right, let's do that. We're getting connected with Barnes, and so we'll go back to the phone lines then. And we go to Shane in Ohio. Shane, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Owen, first time you ever fake news me was last night when you said Jones was going to be there today. First time.
He was on this morning.
Oh, I never seen him. I was at work, bro.
All right. Well, you're half and half because
right,
he did.
All right. So you're still clean.
He did do three segments this morning, but I did promote it like he was going to host the whole show, and that's what was the plan. But here I am. So you're right, stuck so with you're, me again.
Clean. All right, you're clean, bro. You're clean. So I just wanted to say about the raid on Mar-a-Lago. They had a search warrant that had a specific list, right? The specific list of things they were going after. If they had a list, why'd it take 9 hours? Why were they there 9 hours searching?
Yeah, none of it adds up. And to be honest, I don't even trust that list.
You know what? I think they were looking for Epstein's client list. That's what I think.
Possibility too.
There's so many questions, and I'm looking forward to see what Bob thinks about it, because there's so many different angles. There's so many deep state elements that are scared of what Trump might have or what Trump might know. It's like, how do you know? Are they all operating together to go in there, or was this one person freaking out?
Man, it's crazy. That's all I know. But a couple years ago, I left social media, right? Once they took Alex and you and everybody off at once, like, once y'all disappeared, we stayed on Facebook trying to keep the show on. Every live, we'd all get banned, you know. And so I've left social media alone completely for 2 years. I want to tell the Facebook people, man, Wayne and Steve and JJ and all of y'all, man, I miss y'all, man, seriously. I know y'all are listening, but it's crazy, man. I hope y'all make it through this, man. I really do.
Well, that's the plan, and we're going to fight and scratch and claw to be on here every day if that's what it takes. But we've got a great audience that supports us and prays for us, and you guys shop at our store. So, I mean, we're gonna chug it out. Every day is a victory for free speech that we're on air every day. So just, you know, when they have their victory against free speech, that'll be the day we're off air. But here we are another day still on the air. Shane, thank you for the call. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. Jefferson, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, it says you want to talk about Carmela Harris on the board.
Absolutely. I hope you can ask Robert Barnes at some point, either on the air or off the air, is he aware that she is a Jamaican citizen at birth under their constitution, Chapter 2, Paragraph 3C? She's a citizen of Jamaica from the moment of her birth, even though she was born in Oakland, California. So she's a dual citizen at best. That's supposed to be disallowed under the natural born citizen Article 2 requirement. And it's a constitutional issue. This is right down Barnes's alley.
Barnes, when we get Barnes on, I will ask him if Carmela is a legitimate, but maybe that's why they made her vice president, so when they got rid of Biden, Pelosi could slip in.
Right, but I don't think he's aware that she's a Jamaican citizen. That's the biggest issue. It's not just about the 14th Amendment. It's about whether he knows she's a Jamaican citizen at birth. Okay, thanks.
I will bring that up, and I'm sure Bob will be with us in the next segment. Let's go to another caller then. Let's go to Andrew in New York. Andrew, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan. Great show, as always. Did you hear about an event called the Pit a few days ago? About like election integrity and stuff. It was a True to Vote people.
I did not know.
Yeah, it had it was about like, you have a system where it's like real time. You could report on like people like breaking election laws and stuff like that. And they were talking about like other things. I didn't see the whole thing, but it was like on Rumble. You could probably find it on that.
I am planning on covering this later on the War Room. There's hilarious mainstream media stories from over the weekend, and they're panicked, and they're like, Republican conspiracy theorists and vote deniers are campaigning outside of drop boxes and are staking out mail-in drop boxes. And the simple response would be, if you're not cheating, why does that bother you?
Yeah, and they actually said that... they were going to shut off the cameras like towards the end of the they show the quote the pit.
Well,
to, like,
thank God for 2,000 mules exposing the mail-in Dropbox ballot fraud that happened in 2020. So maybe we can keep that out of the next elections.
Yeah, they said there's supposed to be a lot more about the 2020 election coming out about the cheating and stuff. But I actually think that the devolution stuff is real. And I actually heard that Trump, they overturned the election, and Trump's going to be coming back in like December or January.
Yeah, I mean, look, those kind of pipe dream, pie in the sky predictions never seem to come true. It sounds nice. You know, it might even like, you know, be the legitimate thing, but
some paperwork before he left.
Well, here's what bothers me. Trump continues to put out statements on his Truth Social account because he's banned everywhere, and so then people have to repost them on Twitter and other mainstream media platforms. But he keeps putting out these statements about how corrupt the FBI is, and how corrupt Comey was, and Stroke, and Page, and all these people. And, you know, it's kind of like, hey, man, you let them go. Like, you had them dead to rights. Why didn't you do anything about it? Now it's coming back to bite you? Like, duh. Maybe you say that's a strategy he's using, but it's kind of just, it's baffling. You're sitting here reading about the guy who was president when all the corruption was going on, complaining about the corruption.
Yeah, but I think Durham's scope is bigger than, like, just the Russia stuff. So I think Durham is actually going to play a big part in it.
Well, my friend, I hope you're right, but I would not bet on that. I would not put too much stake in Durham to do anything, quite frankly. He's had, what, like 4 years? And what is he even doing? It's like he's just growing a mustache or something. So I hope you're right, but I've just heard about that song and dance for way too long with no fruits to put any stake in it, unfortunately. But it'd be nice. It would be nice. All right, Bob Barnes coming up next on the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. With Bob Barnes. Hopefully we'll work that out. In the meantime, though, we still got callers on the air ready to go, so we'll just keep taking calls. I got no problem with that. I do plan on, when I host the War Room, getting into all the news coverage. So if you're looking for news coverage today, we'll have that coming up on the War Room, all the latest breaking news. But for the meantime, we go back to the phones, and we've got Chris in New Jersey. Chris, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Owen, you're the man, brother.
Oh, thank you, Chris. That's safe to assume I'm a man, by the way. I'm not offended by that at all.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the world we're in. We can't assume those things.
You never know. It's funny, though, when I'm out, like, and I make jokes about that, most people laugh. Most people know it's complete clown world crap, you know, men or women stuff.
I get the same thing. I said, even doctors also ask which gender you are. And I'll say, we're not allowed to ask that these days, are we?
Yeah. Now, most people know it's crap.
Yeah. But, I just want to get, you know, I'm just losing my mind over here. I mean, there's a little bit of faith up here in the Northeast. You know, it is pretty much considered liberalism and everything. But South Jersey is a little bit of a, you get 50 states and one in New Jersey. South Jersey is a little bit more farmland than everything. So we do have some Trump and anti-establishment, you know, supporters down here as far as that goes. InfoWars, I've been pumping you guys up. I've been watching you not too long, but long enough and putting in the hours on you. I love the team and the satire videos, Greg Reese videos. I mean, you guys crack me up. I love Alex doing his opera when he was freaking out.
Well, that's great. I always like it. You know, we're obviously serious here, but if we can lighten your day with humor, that means a lot too. When did you start listening to InfoWars, Chris?
I guess it's been about a year now. I remember somebody had told me about Alex and everything, but hard to get a hold of you guys. I got the app on my phone and everything. I do it there, and, you know, I have a channel I'm able to get, but it always seems to break the signal up with you guys. So
I always have you on the app on the phone and stuff like that, but...
It's so wild to me when I take calls from people that have only been listening for a year or so. Because, I mean, the audience just keeps growing. The awakening just keeps growing. And, I mean, it's wild to me to think that I'm like a veteran in this now. That's what's so crazy about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess somebody pulled the wool over my eyes and I just see what's going on. I've always felt like this is craziness. And then to see you guys actually... putting everything that I was thinking, just like, we're on the same team here. So.
Well, see, that's what it is. The world is crazy. You're not alone out there, but there's no reception of your ideas, or there's no reverberation of your ideas. So they're stuck in your head and you feel isolated and you feel alone. And then you tune into InfoWars and you realize, oh, wait, there's millions of us out here. We're not alone. I have been right. My inclinations, my notions, my logic has been right. It's just been, I've been cut off from the feed. I've been cut off from the spirit. I've been cut off from the transmission.
Exactly. And, you know, things that you guys are putting out there, like I said, I'm in Jersey, you're in Texas, but just as simple as during Pride Month, you showed the video of them and the masquerade, the drag shows. And now I was freaking out about that. Now they're having them up here in local bars and
restaurants. Oh, it's crazy. They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
I'm blackballing them. Told them all. I'll never be in your establishment again as long as you're doing that.
Imagine that. Trans kids. They want trans kids now. They want to chop little girls' breasts off. And they want to chop little boys' testicles off. I mean, and it's promoted. It's promoted.
Right. And the other thing that really, really made me want to, Lord, I was stressing out today and I had to call and just get on with you guys, finally call anybody at the time. But I was getting lunch at a local, convenience store. As we're getting closer to November, and as CDC releases the restrictions and pretty much shows their hand that they're full of crap this whole time, people are putting masks on more now.
Oh my gosh, I see people in masks. Tell me you're a brainwashed fool without telling me you're a brainwashed fool. These people running around in masks. And all the studies came out on the masks, folks. Dozens of studies. The masks make you sick. They're not helping. They're making you sick.
And we're the crazy ones. They follow the science. The science is telling us we were right, but you are failing to look at it.
It's just wild, Chris. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for the call. Glad to have you here. All right, let's see here. Let's go to Jeff in Maryland. Up there, we'll stay on the East Coast. Jeff, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
How are you doing, man?
I'm good.
He's pretty weird.
All right, we got one dump in, but you can't curse again.
Oh, don't worry about it. I won't. I'm asking you if you could possibly touch on the case. Touch on the case of like the what the American people could do against the insurance situation because it's still coming out. I didn't know if that's something that we could start a petition for or something of that nature.
I'm not sure I'm understanding. You mean just getting the information from the insurance companies?
Well, they're all coming out and saying that, there's three times the amount of people that have been killed this year and due to the vaccine effects and things of that nature. So I didn't know if down the road that would be something that we could bring out, put a mass movement against these companies, CEOs, and things of that nature.
Well, here's the problem. The information will come out and we'll cover it and we'll play the quotes from lawyers and insurance company executives and everything, but it's not going to get 1% of the coverage that the fear-mongering for COVID got. And so that's the problem, is it just doesn't reach that critical mass that it needs to, and that's why InfoWars has to stay on air, and that's why they want us off air, because they know that the closest thing to getting information like that out is right here. This is as close to critical mass to get that information out, and so that's why they want it shut down.
Well, let me just tell you, every day I drink my Patriot Blend, and I probably spent nearly $9,000 in the store. I have two of the signed copies coming, and I bought more of the regular ones on Amazon for the family. So I'm doing everything I can to keep the movement on, and to all the info warriors out there around the world, and stay blessed, and talk, and do everything you can. Shake hands and let make plans and keep the word alive.
Well, Jeff, we can't thank you enough. It's the audience members like you that keep us on the air. And you know, that's the thing about the InfoWars dynamic that I think separates us from the rest, is we just have a direct connection, or rather, you have a direct investment in the company. You have a direct investment in free speech and what we do here. And so if you don't like the investment, you don't shop. If you do like the investment, you continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's what happens is people continue to shop. And, you know, they obviously want to get it shut down, and so they're going to have to take big shots to do it. And in that process, they're going to increase traffic to our shows. And so they've increased the traffic to our show, but now they're just even more desperate to get it off the air because our numbers continue to go up despite the attacks and censorship.
Ladies and gentlemen, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
Joined by Bob Barnes, unfortunately, but fortunately for you on the line, we're going to take your call now. We will be hearing from Alex Jones in the next segment. In the meantime, though, folks, we'll go back to the phone lines. Remember, get your exclusive signed copy of Alex Jones' new book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, we go to the West Coast now. David is called in from California. David, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
How's it going, Owen?
Good, thanks.
We've talked before. I've called in about the transgender topic a while back, and you also mentioned that we should start, you know, getting activated in our local communities and stuff. And so I figured I'd start my campaign because I decided to run for school board in my area, and I feel that I would be a good candidate for that. So I just also want to thank the crew because you guys are awesome. And I also wanted to give a quick plug to your hair and beard supplement. I've been on it for about a month now. And being an ex-transgender and trying to find supplements that would actually help grow my beard back, yours seems to be working pretty well.
So that is an amazing story.
So what I want to start off with is that I'm running for Monterey Peninsula Unified School District Board of Education Trustee Area 2. I am truly grassroots, and I have my education from Hillsdale College, mostly about the U.S. document, the understanding of the K-12 educational system, going down to classic children's literature.
Now, Hillsdale is the one that they used to do their marketing on Limbaugh's show for years, right?
Yes. Yes, they did.
That's right.
And that's when I started, and I just completed most of the courses, and I got my certifications. And they're not degrees, so, and I'm running against people who have degrees like BMAs and AAs and stuff like that. So I'm trying to figure out, like, some of these people that I'm running against, they don't seem, one person seems pretty legit, but the other guy, I don't know, he seems pretty fishy, and people around the area in my area seem like he seems a little fishy myself. I don't want to give the names out or anything. But wanted to make...
You're the answer, though. This is the answer. Taking action, getting locally, political action, getting into office. I mean, that is one of the many solutions, but that is one of the biggest solutions. It's just getting patriots, getting good people activated politically, because we've just been on the sidelines and out of the fight for so long because we've just had it so good in this country. But we see our lifestyle slipping away, so good people like David are running for office now. David, thank you for the call. Best of luck with that. Hopefully we'll hear a success story down there. Let's go to Mike now in Colorado. Mike, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, so there was a guy who called earlier about Trump's a con man, and I understand why people are frustrated. I'm frustrated, and I think the whole base is frustrated with the whole COVID nonsense and how he went along with it. But I have a strange theory. I have a feeling, you know, people like Reagan, Lincoln, Trump, they tend to break through the establishment thing. I have a feeling that the people that are on top, that control everything, come to these people and go, okay, look, there's no way we can stop you. We'll stay out of your way. We'll let you do your thing. But you got to do one thing for us. You know, with Trump, it was COVID. With Ronald Reagan, it was amnesty. And my feeling, because if you look at history in the Civil War, it was a very unavoidable war. We could have dealt with it legislatively better. I think that they went to Lincoln and said, you got to start a civil war. And then when they actually won and America wasn't destroyed, they assassinated him. So I think there's something with, they get these populist people in because it looked way too obvious and the people would revolt, and they go along, but they give them one thing they have to do to make their globalist plan work.
It's an interesting theory with the historical references there as well.